From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. You're very welcome to our Gospel program. May the Lord bless us as we spend some time together around His Word. Now, we'll be turning to our study of the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, reading from verse 21 in just a moment or two. After that, we are going to play a hymn from a new CD. It's one issued by our church. It's the Jubilee Choir. The young people of the Free Presbyterian Church was formed into a Jubilee Choir, nearly 300 strong, and they sang at our 50th anniversary services in the Odyssey Centre in Belfast. And they're going to sing for us this morning. And the hymn is, My Hope is in the Lord. But first of all, please turn to Mark chapter 9, and we read from verse 21 of the chapter, where the Saviour speaks to a man whose young son is possessed by a devil and struck deaf and dumb by that evil spirit. Verse 21 then, the Saviour is speaking, and he asked his father, How long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, Of a child. And oft times it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried, and rent him sore, and come out of him. And he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, He is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand, and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, Why could not we cast him out? And he said unto them, This kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. May God bless his word to our hearts. Here's the Free Presbyterian Jubilee Choir singing, My Hope is in the Lord.
Thank you.
Let's turn again now to Mark chapter 9 and those verses that we have just read together. Last week we considered how destructive the influence and the power of the devil is. We saw that in the case that is before us. The devil is the agent behind the growing lawlessness that is very evident within society today. Well, what is the answer? Well, of course, the answer is to follow the example of the man that is presented to us in these verses. He came to Christ. And that which proved to be the means of delivering his son was the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. The word of the devil deceives and corrupts and blights. But the word of Christ blesses. It liberates. It elevates. In the very beginning of man's history, you recall in the Garden of Eden, it was by the subtle words of the devil that sin was introduced. And it's the words of the Lord Jesus that brings deliverance from sin and its consequences. Just look at what we read here in these verses. First and foremost, father, mother, your chief duty, your wisest action is to bring that child to Christ. In the verse 19, the Lord Jesus had said, "Bring him unto me." In the verse 22, the Father says, "If thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us." The Lord Jesus is the one to whom we should bring our children. And it's his will that we do so. Christ has a desire for parents to bring their children to the Lord. Very soon we'll be looking at chapter 10, and we'll come across an incident there. Perhaps we could just turn to the verse 13 and read of that incident. Chapter 10, verse 13, "And they brought young children to him, that he should touch them, and his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased, and said unto them, Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them." That's Christ's will for us, with regards our children, that we bring them to him. Today, are there not moves afoot in every corner of society to keep children away from the Lord Jesus Christ? There's less and less biblical instruction given to children in the day schools. There are less and less children brought along to children's meetings, to Sabbath school classes, and taught the Word of God. It seems as if, contrary to the wise mothers in Jerusalem who brought their children to Christ, there is today a keeping of our children from Christ. Well, that will do them no good. And I believe that's part of the great problem that faces society today. How do we bring our children to Christ? Well, first of all, we should bring them in prayer. We should kneel before God with our children and pray for them and teach them to pray. And so, from their earliest days, let them understand that their hope for joy, their hope for eternity, is to be found in the Lord Jesus Christ alone. Let us bring our children to the Lord in worship. Every home should worship, you know. Every home should have that time when the Bible is opened and the family unitedly call upon the name of God. Oh, how different this land would be without the case. Let us bring our children to the Lord by means of the Sabbath school class and the children's meeting. And, of course, the Bible preaching church service. We cannot find Christ in any place where the Bible is not faithfully, fervently, fearlessly proclaimed. And if we would bring our children to Christ, then let us go where his word is on the Sabbath day. That is our duty before God. We must not only bring our children to Christ, but notice we must believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Bring him to me was the command in verse 19. But in the verse 23, we read of the Savior saying to the Father, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." The key to it all is faith. You see, the man had said in verse 22, "But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And the Saviour's response was, if thou canst believe, it's not a matter of me being able. I am able. But do you believe? Are you trusting in me? Are you coming and by faith reaching out and taking from me the blessing that you're seeking? It's not only necessary for us to bring our children to Christ, but we must believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe for ourselves. That's where it starts. We can't believe Christ for our children if we don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ for ourselves. Our children will count all our religious teaching as empty if they see that we ourselves don't practice what it is we preach. Then quickly observe the banishing power of Christ's word. For the Lord Jesus spoke in the verse 25, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. And it happened. Christ has power to bless us, deliver us from the power of the devil, and notice, keep us. Not only was the devil cast out, but he was told, never come back again. Oh, praise God for the power of the Lord Jesus Christ's word to save and to keep. How blessed is the land when the word of Christ is proclaimed. Glasgow's wonderful motto is, let Glasgow prosper by the preaching of the gospel. Sadly, today, that last section of the motto has been dropped. But there's no prosperity for any land, for any family, or for any individual if it is not through the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I wonder how many citizens of Glasgow realize that there is that further statement attached to their motto? Or is it not true that men generally have forgotten that prosperity comes by the preaching of the gospel? It lies not in the hand of man to bring prosperity to a nation. It is in God's hand alone that such power lies. And he is pleased to prosper and bless a nation through the preaching of his word. Make sure you join with us again next week around God's word. Goodbye and God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.